From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Ebola virus sweeping West Africa is containable with the right resources on the ground. His comments came on the same day U.S. health regulators authorized the use of an Ebola diagnostic test developed by the Pentagon to contain the world's worst outbreak of the virus. The U.S. Center for Disease Control has also raised its response to the virus to the highest level. The virus has killed more than 930 people in Africa and infected hundreds more, including two Americans being treated in Atlanta. In a press conference wrapping up the three-day U.S.-Africa summit in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama said he did not have enough information to determine whether the use of experimental drugs on Ebola victims in Africa would be ethical.
You know, I don't think all the information's in on whether this drug is helpful. What we do know is that the Ebola virus, both currently and in the past, is controllable if you have a strong public health infrastructure in place. And the countries that have been affected are the first to admit that what's happened here is that their public health systems have been overwhelmed. They weren't able to identify and then isolate cases quickly enough.
At the same press conference, the U.S. president was asked if sanctions against Russia are working. He said it was too early to tell, but that they are putting enormous strain on the Russian economy. President Obama was responding to a decision by Russian President Vladimir Putin to strike back against EU sanctions by banning or limiting agricultural imports from European countries. The Russian president may also impose a ban on Asia-bound European airlines flying over Siberian territory. Russia's air transport agency says the Trans-Siberian routes cut 4,000 kilometers from flight paths and reduce airline costs by 22,000 euros. Jack Parrock reports.
According to European experts, a ban from Russia to fly through Siberian airspace would increase operational costs by 25 to 50%, up to 150 million euro a year. German airline Lufthansa flies 180 planes per week over the area. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been considering retaliatory action against EU and US sanctions imposed last week, but is quoted as saying he doesn't want to harm domestic producers and consumers. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
An airstrike launched by Iraqi forces targeting a prison base in Mosul in Iraq has left dozens dead. The base had been seized by the ISIL extremist group, and among the casualties are likely both militants and those they were holding prisoner. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended his operation in Gaza. Netanyahu is under fire over the numbers of civilian deaths in battles with Hamas. In the second day of a ceasefire, he repeatedly accused Hamas of embedding in civilian areas and of using civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, Israeli officials are taking part in talks in Egypt on crafting a more permanent truce. Speaking in Jerusalem, he called Israel's response to Hamas rocket attacks justified and proportionate and defended his country's destruction of Hamas's tunnels into Gaza.
The goal of this operation was to protect our people from the threat of terror tunnels built to send death squads into Israel, to commit terrorist atrocities against Israel's civilians, to kidnap and to kill.
A U.S. Army investigator in Texas is questioning Sergeant Bo Bergdahl about the circumstances surrounding his capture. The investigation will focus on whether the former prisoner of war intended to desert when he walked off a military base in Afghanistan in 2009. Rachel Silverman reports.
A civilian lawyer retained by Sergeant Bergdahl says the former prisoner of war will be as cooperative as possible with Army investigators. Sergeant Bergdahl was held for 5 years by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He was freed in May in a controversial swap for five Taliban prisoners who had been held in the American detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Some fellow soldiers have accused Bergdahl of walking off his post without authorization, and the Army is trying to determine if he should be charged with desertion. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
After a 10-year chase, the Rosetta probe has begun to orbit a comet. It will provide scientists with the most detailed look they've ever had at one of space's most interesting phenomena. And that's the latest Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.